joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. I forgot I was going to identify myself for you.
Well, I appreciate that, but I did know it was you.
Okay.
I take it you're the first and only?
I think so.
So far, anyway.
Did you have a 1 o'clock class?
No.
Okay.
There was only Malka on.
Okay, because we were at the doctor's office.
I assume that's where you were.
Yeah. We have one more on Thursday. And it's 12:40.
Okay.
So I'll probably miss the 1 o'clock.
Understood. But usually we have a class because Brandy shows up to that too, mm-hmm. along with Maka and you.
Okay.
But you never know.
Malka.
Good evening. Good evening. So we will begin with the Section 25 from the Zohar Sulam commentary on the Parsha Vayera. I believe we're starting with Pasuk 350. We'll start with a Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Utchilu Utchilu Urchimu Leakta Lishem Yudhe Bavavhe Beyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Lesof Ma Ketiv Vegam Amna Achoti Vat Avi Viach Lo bati mi, waki hake hawa, ela kola begin shakinta, ka amar achoti hiyo bekad meta, dikti vemor lachach ma achoti at ulvatar. Wegam amna mai wegam leitz yo ospa alma deka amar bekad meta achotai vat avihi berateya bechachma ila'a ugin kach It kere aho tiwi it kere Achma ach lo vat imi Me at Kardashe Ruta Dekola Satima Ila Avialda Vadhili Veisha Be'ahva Bahavivuta Diktivu Vimino Dehabilkeni Vikola Raza Dehachmatayu. In the end it is written, and yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. So he asked, was it really so? Was she not the daughter of Haran? And he replies, everything that he said was a reference to the Shekhinah. She is my sister. That he said in the beginning is similar to, say to wisdom, you are my sister. And he concluded, and yet indeed, what is meant by and? It expands the explanation with, she is my sister, the daughter of my father, which means that the Shekhinah is a daughter of the supernal Chachma, which is the supernal Abba and Ima, both of which are called Abba. This is why the Shekhinah is called his sister and wisdom, but not, as stated in the preceding paragraph, the daughter of my mother. This means that my mother is drawn from the place where everything begins and where everything is concealed, which is Arichanpin. From Arichanpin, the secret of Bina that returns to become Chachma is drawn. Bina becomes enclosed by Israel Saba and Tenuva, collectively called Ima. So the Shekhinah here is not a daughter, but rather a mother, herself, as she encloses her. Therefore, because she is the aspect of the left from the side of the mother, she became my wife in fondness and affection, as expressed in the verse, and his right hand embraces me. She longs for the chasadim of the right, so that her chachma may be enclosed by the chasadim. All this is according to the secret of wisdom. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. One must learn the relationship of Tivunah and Israel Saba to Bina. Then one can learn this pasuk through contemplation. Questions, comments, thoughts.
It's so long.
It's a very long pasuk, and it takes time to contemplate it. It takes time to understand it.
Well, we haven't seen Tenuvah very often, and I know in one class seemed like I was trying to focus on it because it was like the second time I heard it. And I think I remember it being said it was a level of Bina. So would you expound a little bit more on Kavanah? I know the sentence says Bina becomes enclosed by Israel Saba and Tenuvah, collectively called Ima. And we're talking about parts of theme there, but...
Well, it is partsufim. So, partsufim means there's 10 sephirot. So, we think in terms of the 10 sephirot within Bina. We don't think of them in terms of enclosing. Bina, we think of them in terms of being within Bina. But here we're being told that there is Chesed, and there is Givurah, and they enclose Bina, meaning that they're the outer garments of Bina. And that's really the teaching of Israel Saba Tevunah.
Okay.
One represents, another way of perceiving it is that the two halves or the two parts of Dat, and they enclose, they're the garment for Bina. And what is the two parts of Dat? Essentially, it is the right column and the left column in a balanced state. That's what is represented by Dot. But within Dot, if you perceive the tree of life, each Sephirah is inside of the lower Sephirah. So Dot is inside, is exterior to Bina. And so it's enclosing it. So you can perceive it as Dot, or you can perceive it as Chesed and Givurah, or you can perceive it as the right and left column, as the garment that is enclosing Bina.
Okay,
but essentially, Bina is not complete without that clothing, without all three parts, without the 10 Sephirot within Bina, it's not complete. But Bina is considered three levels. The lowest level is literally the birthing or the children of Bina, that she gives birth to. And what is that? That's Chesed and Givurah. So if she's giving birth to Chesed and Givurah, it's within her. So the confusion comes from it's enclosing Bina, and at the same time it's within Bina.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. If you really understood that, I'm impressed, because I don't.
No, but it's another little level.
It's a step-by-step process.
I recognize seeing the word. I know that it's associated with Bina, and I knew it had something to do with levels. So that was pretty good for me. And when you say what you say, it makes sense in the way, you can't say that you understand it, but you understand it while you're being told it. And so I liken that to children when they're learning to speak, till finally one day they go up to the faucet and say, wah-wah. And that's their word for water. So they know what water is, but they just can't say water. Okay, well, this is kind of like step by step with that. So.
Exactly. Well, it's hard to understand the paradox. How can something be outside and inside simultaneously?
Well, I kind of think that was kind of linked to mother and daughter, not a daughter, but rather a mother. That was another way of saying in within and clothing out.
Right.
Clothing out. Yeah.
Should I go on, or should we stay with this for more?
I have to turn the page for the last little bit. Let me just see what that last little bit was. Okay, I'll link to wisdom. Okay, all right. Okay, unless Malcolm wants some more with this verse.
I'm okay. Go on.
Okay. Verse 351. Tachatzi v'kadmeta kadna tachatu l'mitzrayim hake ka'amar v'gin le'ita b'ka v'goy mehem nuta v'kara la'achot ha'hoti v'gin de'la'it un goin un dargin dilvar ofaka ahoti begin dila it ade bigoy mehem nuta kid kaya ot. Come and see. When they first went down to Egypt, he said, "She is my sister," in order to cleave to the faith. Therefore, he called her my sister, so that they would not be mistaken and follow those graves outside of holiness. So here as well with Abimelech, he said, my sister, in order not to be diverted from the proper faith. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Does Avraham have a potential to be distracted from the faith, which is equal to being connected with Hashem? Faith is equal to connection to Hashem. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is it saying he really wouldn't have felt true to himself and true to Hashem if he didn't actually still call her my sister, even though Abimelech wouldn't necessarily understand, he wouldn't understand that symbolizing the Shekinah. And so he chose, he still used the same terminology, the same words, my sister, rather than giving an explanation, I guess, or denying that.
When he went to Egypt, he was afraid for his life. And to cleave to Malchut, which is faith, he said to Pharaoh, she is my sister. And that, speaking about the Shekhinah, connected him to Malchut. Now he goes to Abimelech, but he's on a much higher level. Yet he is still, he's saying she is my sister because he's saying she's my protection shield to keep from the negativity in that place. Now I'm referring to the way the stories read as I understand the stories. And that's why I see this verse trying to explain that to us.
Okay.
He was saying she is my sister for very different reasons in both locations.
I think I was remembering Moses not correcting whoever he met. I don't remember the exact spot in the Torah where when he was called an Egyptian, he didn't speak up and say, I'm not an Egyptian. And I think that's what was going through my head, but I couldn't remember the exact spot.
It's the same idea. Moses didn't correct him. Who it was Zipporah when he met her at the well.
Okay.
And then she returned to Yitro, and she described him as an Egyptian because of his clothing. And when he met Yitro, he repeated that, and Moses did not correct him.
I hear my husband on the phone, so I'm going to have to get up and close the door. He's in the other room, but I can hear him, so I'm afraid it's going to make noise.
Understood. Well, we're almost out of time, and the next verse is rather long. Not as long as the first one tonight, but rather long. So let's do this tomorrow.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful evening, and we will be teachings a very interesting aspect of Purim and Adar in preparation for the month of Adar for Thursday night. So I think you'll enjoy it. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.